Her heart is as big as the continent she raced on. Vernon Ultra athlete Shonda Hill completed the first-ever South Africa Deka Ultra Triathlon race Thursday night, March 20, Vernon time. The only woman competing in the inaugural event, Hill crossed the finish line wrapped in her traditional Canadian flag and Canada running outfit, and fell into the waiting arms of a supporter. Hill covered the 38 kilometers of swimming, 1,800 km of cycling and 422 km of running in 279 hours and 30 minutes, doing so competing through the crushing African heat, injury, and pure exhaustion. She led the event out of the water, and kept the lead until St. Patrick's Day Monday, March 17. She was the only female to complete this race, which means she took first place in the women's category. "That matters," said her partner, Jax Spence, on Facebook. "There is a gender category in these races, and Shonda showed up, stood alone, and held her ground. Not only that, but she also took second place overall. She gave these men a serious run for their money, and she earned every bit of it." After she crossed the finish line, Hill began reading comments of love and support for her on social media. "Every word meant the world to her," said Spence. "She's genuinely overwhelmed by the kindness, encouragement, and belief so many of you have shown throughout this journey. Thank you to everyone who followed along, left comments, and sent messages, especially those who donated. Your support meant more than you know." Shonda said that knowing you were out there, cheering her on, got her out of bed on the most challenging days. Hill was also blown away by the generosity that's come in over the past 2 weeks. "A total of $10,340 has been raised through donations toward her goal of competing in every International Ultra Triathlon Association event in 2025, which would set a new world record. Donations can be made through ShondaHillUltra.com. She is also actively looking for sponsors to help her through the rest of the season. Hill has 7 more races ahead. If you'd like to discuss working together, contact info@ShondaHillUltra.com. Hill will return to Vernon early next week to rest and heal her injured abductor muscle. She has 41 days before her next race, the Brazil Ultra Tri in Rio de Janeiro, which begins May 1.